Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Coffee farmers are being urged to adopt best practices. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers. Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance. Member of Parliament and wife of the Prime Minister Juliet Holness is calling for players in the coffee industry to utilize best practices to ensure its sustainability. Mrs. Holness says the sector is a major export commodity for Jamaica, and the application of best practices in the farming sector can help to mitigate the recurring challenges in the agriculture industry.
It is therefore imperative that we employ the best practices that will create sustainability and will grow this particular sector.
She is urging stakeholders in the coffee industry to protect the product's reputation and to do more to fight petty larceny.
We can't buy coffee from people who we know are not coffee farmers. All of us have to work together to protect each other.
Mrs. Holness was speaking at a recently held ceremony for participating communities in the Quality Cup contest organized by Ushima Coffee Company, UCC, in Irishtown, St. Andrew. The event was initiated to encourage good agricultural practices.
UCC sought to hold this Quality Cup contest for the past 4 years with the intention of establishing its connection with the local farmers in the community. We want to encourage good farming practices in general, whereas it relates to coffee production in Jamaica.
Manager for International Trade and Administration at Ushima Coffee Company, Sophia Watts. The community of Settlement placed first in the competition, New Grange Woodford second, while Middleton District placed third. President of the Jamaica Coffee Growers Association, Donald Salmon, says the competition is helping to lift and maintain quality in the industry.
It will enhance the whole dynamics of coffee production in terms of not only just producing a lot of coffee, but quality coffee. There's an attraction to younger people now because coffee seems to be giving more return than just going into the cities to work.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Blind man see neighbor fault. Translation: a blind man sees his neighbor's faults. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, too often we are blind to our own shortcomings, but quick to point out those of others. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Soyes with studio engineer Andre Soyes, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.